I'm Mark Bayshore. It's Current State here on WKAR. If you're a garden buff, you may enjoy a new exhibit opening this weekend at the Flint Institute of Arts. Current State's Jamie Paisley took a closed-door preview of this installation and joins me now. Hi, Jamie. What'd you see?
Well, I mean, when I drove to Flint, I knew a bit about this new exhibit called Moving Toward the Light, about the watercolor paintings of American artist Joseph Raphael. But, you know, I hadn't really, you know, realized the scope, or more accurately, the size of these artworks that will be opening up this weekend at the Flint Institute of Arts. These kind of giant-sized, realist watercolors featuring close-up details of various flowers and nature scenes. I mean, it looks a lot like an Instagram filter, honestly. To learn more about the creation of these artworks by Joseph Raphael, I got a one-on-one tour of this new gallery that's opening up this weekend with a representative of the Flint Institute of Arts.
My name is Sarah Cohn. I'm the assistant curator at the Flint Institute of Arts.
As we walk into Graphics Gallery, you're first kind of struck with the size of this new exhibit, Moving Toward the Light, with Joseph Raphael and his works. I mean, there's immediately to the left, must be maybe seven feet by 6 feet, this giant watercolor exhibit. And is that's the most striking thing that I think as I'm walking into the gallery.
Yeah, I think the size of all of his works is definitely one of the most impressive aspects of them. But really, the other thing that draws me is the color. But the size, I mean, almost all of these works are over 5 feet tall or 5 feet wide.
And speaking of the color, as the installation is still ongoing for this weekend's opening up of the gallery to the public, is that part of the concern of getting this right? Because watercolors are fairly delicate. Even when you're in your darkest tones, they're very delicate. So the lighting, is that a major concern that you have when you're installing this?
Well, yeah. Anytime you install a work on paper, you want to make sure your light levels are relatively low because the pigment and the paper can deteriorate much more quickly than another medium. The major issue that we had here, we deal with low lights a lot, but they're so big, we had to figure out how many lights you can put on these to illuminate them and give them this beautiful glow without having the light level too high. Definitely a problem.
As far as Joseph Raphael as an artist, what can you tell me about his background? I know he's still alive. He's still in his early to mid-80s as well. What else can you let us know about his style, his life, his background?
Sure. He actually, I think one of the most striking things about him is that he studied under another really well-known artist named Joseph Albers, who we have a painting in our collection by Joseph Albers. The key difference is Albers was incredibly minimal in his style, whereas Raphael's paintings are incredibly naturalistic. I mean, you see the flowers, you kind of feel the texture. So having this modern master as your inspiration is incredible to start off with, but also how Raphael incorporated the color theory that Albers really focused on is really fantastic. Albers talked a lot about gestalt design, so you're thinking of the entire process, everything together. Raphael embraces that, but he actually works in a way where he doesn't really know what happens until it's completed. He has an idea of what the finished product's going to be, but he loves to let the paint make the painting. He lets that have control, and that's why one reason he chooses watercolors.
As I look closer at that same artwork, which first struck me as I entered the graphics gallery at the Flint Institute of Arts, a watercolor called New Cycle, I see a rather large vertical line in the art, which assistant curator Sarah Cohn lets me know is another piece of paper that Joseph Raphael used to create this watercolor.
So what he says about the size, we know his works are monumental, but he says the size is not dictated by me. The image dictates the size. So he starts his process by taking a photograph of the natural world, usually. In this case, flowers, fish, rocks. And he then uses that photograph to create what he calls a map on the paper. So what happens is sometimes the work just becomes massive. And in that particular instance, what you're seeing is a seam with two pieces of paper. He didn't have paper large enough, so he had to have two. And there are a number of works that have that seam. It's incredibly fascinating. You just think, oh goodness, I don't have enough paper. This is so big. And so they're perfectly aligned, the two pieces of paper.
We're speaking with Sarah Cohn, the assistant curator of the Flint Institute of Art, speaking about the new Moving Toward the Light exhibit. And we're in half the gallery right now. It's a fairly small gallery, so let's walk over to the other side. I haven't seen any of these yet. And if you could just, of the ones that you see here, which is the one that strikes you, and could you describe it for us as well?
So I'm standing in front of a relatively large watercolor that is an image of his pond. He moved to France about 30 years ago, and him and his wife live in relative wilderness. But what they've done is they've created this massive yard with lots of flowers, lots of trees, but in particular two koi ponds. So what we're actually looking at is an image of one of the koi ponds with these, I believe they're Buddhist prayer flags, dangling above. So you see the flags in the top corner, and then you're actually looking down at the water, and not only do you see the fish, but you see the reflection of the flags and the greenery around it. In one sense, it reminds me of paintings by Monet.
Yeah, the water lilies.
Exactly. And in another sense, it reminds me of Vincent van Gogh for the color, the really rich color. And he was inspired in particularly by Vincent van Gogh. I absolutely love this because of the dynamic, vibrant colors, the bright oranges, the blue is incredibly intense, and the fish, you know, swimming throughout, they're at once abstracted, but when you actually kind of step back from the paintings, you see beautiful reflections and the movement of the water.
Exactly, because these aren't, the reflections aren't at all pure elements. You have the prayer flags above it, and then these abstractions of the movement of the water. Fantastic. So we're currently in the exhibit, and how long is this going to be on display? Starting this weekend?
So it opens on the 18th, and it runs until September 18th. There are 11 works in the show, and there are two in the hallway. The rest are in the main gallery space. It is a fantastic representation of summer. I think that's one of the things I like the best about this, is you walk in, and the gallery is relatively small, but then you have these larger-than-life paintings, vibrant colors, fish, flowers. It just explodes color, and to me, that reminds me of spring and summer and the warm weather, which is great.
It's an accessible feature for exactly that reason, that summertime feel.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. They adore it. We've had a handful of people who work here come through, and just their eyes light up. We also have a book that came out called Moving Towards the Light, which illustrates almost all of the works in this exhibition. But in addition to that, there are 80 other paintings by him in this beautiful text. So it's a really fantastic addition to seeing these in person. But I like the idea of seeing them in person because you get the sense of the scale. You can look at these on paper and really realize, okay, 6 foot by 4, and then you think, oh goodness, this is taller than me. And the colors, the texture of the paint, it kind of envelops you. And that's what Raphael was going for. He loves watercolors for that reason.
We're here in the Graphics Gallery at the Flint Institute of Art with a preview of the exhibit of watercolors by Joseph Raphael, Moving Towards the Light, on display this weekend. And you can find out more information at flintarts.org. We've been speaking with Sarah Cohn, the assistant curator at the Flint Institute of Arts. Sarah, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.
For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.